He walks with me as my guardian, tucks me in as I sleep. Though I cannot see him at this moment, he is still here with me. His footsteps might not be the loudest, his hand might not be the heaviest, but he is still here with me. His yawn might not be as contagious, his cry might not be the loudest, but he is with me.
14-year-old Sydney Clark, remembering her father, who died from lung cancer.
I write poems. I like to write a lot. It keeps me out of trouble, keeps me from depression and stress.
Sydney and the other children here at Camp Aaron use writing as a way to move through their grief.
Today, I've seen kids open up doors that they didn't know were available to them. One little kid said, "I don't like poetry. I don't like to write." He was the first one at the mic, had an excellent poem.
I wrote a poem called Dear Mama. I remember when you used to come to boxing matches cheering me on, and now looking at it now, I can't believe you are gone. You were the rock in my family, forget that a stone. You gave me life, and you left me at home.
How did your mom pass away?
My mom passed away in a house fire 2 years ago. I was actually in a house while the fire was happening, and me and my sister escaped from a window.
What kind of fear did you feel at that moment?
I wasn't really feeling any fear at all. I was thinking that everything's going to be all right because we came through so many challenges. So I'm thinking like it's just going to be like another challenge.
We're walking towards the Grief Walk, which is a designated trail that will elicit some emotion in the kids, help them get in touch with what they feel during their grief experience. And they are being encouraged to write whatever feelings and thoughts are evoked while they go through the walk.
Delantes is in front of the loneliness poster. What does your poster say?
It says, "I feel this emotion when my dad is not with me. And when he's not with me, it's like I'm like the only person there and nobody's around me."
How did it feel when you wrote those words down there?
I felt sad because my father is not here. So I'm really going to be real lonely until I become a father.
Here in the cafeteria, the campers show off their art projects, another way they're learning to cope with their grief. Myra Waters is helping the younger campers.
This luminary project really is an opportunity for kids to have something concrete to represent what their memories are and what their maybe spiritual connection is to their loved one who died.
On this table, there are cutouts in the shapes of butterflies, crosses, and cars. What's yours supposed to be?
It's a crown, because me and my father, we love crowns. And I like red, he like orange. That top is for him in heaven, because he like orange. And the bottom is for me on earth, because I like red.
And then by the water's edge, the campers watch as their creation set sail.
He was like the best person in the whole world. He was like two best friends put together and all the dads put together. It's like he was the whole world to me, and he was my heart.
Next, a camp favorite, the zip line. I'm John Patty.
I'm Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.